We have come together as the family of God in our Father's presence to celebrate the arrival of Jesus. In this service, we will hear and receive the good news of the birth of Christ and offer to God our thanksgiving in carols. But as we gather in the name of Christ, let's pause at the beginning to pray for the world which Jesus came to save. We pray for all God's church, that it may be enabled in our generation to surrender anew to God's holy wisdom and to proclaim the good news of God's love to a needy world. And we pray for the world which still belongs to God, that all its peoples may recognize our responsibility for its future, may be inspired by the message of Christ to work together for the establishment of justice, freedom, and peace everywhere. For all in particular need today, especially the people you carry on your hearts, the sick, the anxious, the lonely, the fearful, and the bereaved, that the peace and light of the Christ child may bring hope and healing to all who sit in darkness. And we commend all whom we love and all who have asked for our prayers to the unfailing mercy of our Heavenly Father. And together we pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Luke chapter 2, verse 1 to 7. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that the census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth into Galilee, to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no room for him in the inn.
Thank you. 2:20. And there were shepherds living out in fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those whom his favor rests." And when the angels had left them and gone to heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in a manger. When they had seen him, they spread word concerning what had been told them about this child. And when all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them, but Mary treasured up these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they'd been told.
After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews?" When Herod heard this, "We saw his star in the east and we have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, all of Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people and chief priests and teachers of the law. He asked them where the Christ was to be born. In Bethlehem, in Judea, they replied, for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people, Israel. Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and make a careful search for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I may go and worship him. After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star that they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over a place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On the coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother, Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and of incense and of myrrh. And, having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route.
As this is a carol service, I just want to give a very short address. DVLA Swansea. That, as I thought about it, was the shortest address I knew. I think Buckingham Palace, London, that's quite short as well. But I'm pretty sure with both of those, if you put that in the post, it would get to the person you intended. If we want to get a message to God, what's his address? If things were so desperate for us as individuals or for us as a planet, what's God's postcode? Highest heaven sounds very remote, very far off. Well, the good news of Christmas is that Almighty God changed his address. Rather than remaining in the glories of highest heaven, God in Christ entered our world in Jesus. And his address was no longer highest heaven, but a very lowly, humble cattle shed in Bethlehem, planet Earth. We shouldn't minimize how challenging that was. Moving house can be very stressful. How many of you have moved house this year? I know so. Oh, quite a lot. And I think the pain of that move, well, there could be emotional attachments, of course, but it's very largely determined, in my experience, of the size of your new dwelling place. And if you're downsizing, that's going to be a painful transition, because if you downsize, you have to just simply get rid of stuff and discard it, even if you wanted it. And that's exactly how it was for Jesus. The eternally self-existent, eternal Word of God, whom the highest heavens could not contain, became flesh. It's crazy. I mean, how would he possibly fit all that in one human body? He had to divest himself of omnipotence, omniscience, omnipresence. That's just going through the O's. There's everything else as well. In his letter to the Philippians, St. Paul writes, he emptied himself. And the Greek word there, I like to use a bit of Greek just to show off, is kenosis. It's about emptying himself. Why would he throw away things that were so valuable, his glory and his treasure? Simply to be with us, to win our love, to save the lost, like me and you. Charles Wesley wrote the wonderful hymn, "And Can It Be That I Should Gain an Interest in the Saviour's Blood?" And the third stanza describes the incarnation, the coming of Jesus, like this. He left his Father's throne above, so free, so infinite his grace, emptied himself of all but love, and bled for Adam's helpless race. 'Tis mercy all, immense and free, for, oh my God, it found out me. And so my hope and my prayer for myself and for you is that that mercy and that grace from God will find us wherever we find ourselves dwelling this Christmas. It was for you that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. That's why we sing our praises to God in our carols, because God changed his address from highest heaven to his birth in Bethlehem, and then on to his saving death in Jerusalem. His mercy is immense and free, but it invites, and indeed, I think, demands a response. And God's invitation to us has an RSVP, which is the only French I know, "Respondez, s'il vous plaît." Thank you, thank you. No, it's too slow. But I thought for Christmas this year I'd treat myself to tidying up my study, and I discovered the colour of the carpet again, which was really nice. And I found an invitation, and it had RSVP 9th of December. I've just slightly missed the moment there. But it's much more sad and actually much more significant if we fail to respond to God's invitation. And I know I've done that at times. So can we all? So if you think you enjoy singing carols, but you've no real idea why on earth we go to all this trouble, and the story, the account of Jesus' birth, doesn't completely make sense to you. Not that we ever have it completely wrapped up, but I'd love to give you this little leaflet. Why did Jesus come? And it just explains, in words better than I could put together, of what the good news is. Why it really is good news. Not for other people, but for you as well. So do come and grab one of those. I'll be at the door whilst also giving out chocolate. It's not bribery, it's encouragement. So I'm just letting you know. So, Lord Jesus, we just say thank you for everything that you've done for us in emptying yourself of all but love, coming to this planet, not just out of duty, but out of love for lost human beings. And help us to know how to say our yes to you and enjoy life in all its fullness. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. And we're going to sing our final carol, which has got some of the best theology of any carol. We've brought it down a couple of keys, though, because it is high. So let's stand for Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Thank you.
you please sit down? So just a reminder, on your way out, if you haven't had one of these, it's got the times of our Christmas Eve and Christmas Day services, and do ask me, it can be your first Christmas gift to have one of those this year. There will be tea and coffee served next door, but there's enough of us that that could take a little while. So there's absolutely no rush. There will be enough for you, and you can carry on. I know, Susan's thinking I'm going to snaffle all the chocolates for myself. I will share them, but you'll get those on the way out by the door when you grab one of these, if you like. We're going to hear a couple more things, so don't rush off. You can stay around and listen. But let's ask for God's blessing for ourselves and all whom we love. Christ, the Son of Righteousness, shine upon you and scatter the darkness from before your path. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you this Christmastide and forevermore. Amen.